Hey, Meatballs, we missed you last week, but we were filming and making, you know, the best show for you guys for Jersey Days. But we're back, and yeah, I just want to fill you guys in on our weekend and what we've been up to, our plans, and then we're going to, you know, talk about behind the scenes and answer some meatball questions.
Yeah, so we were definitely hungover from filming, and I feel like we had the best time. We can't tell you guys what we did, but me and Dina had the best freaking time. Literally loved every second of it. And when we got back, like, we had to film a little and then we were just shot. I rotted for 2 days on the couch.
I know.
Like, when the kids were at school, I literally ordered Burger King and I just laid there and tried to rest because I was dying.
Yeah, it was a busy week last week.
It was.
And then we just did Luna's baptism this past weekend, which was so beautiful.
Oh, so beautiful.
It was such a great party. The Sorrentinos always throw a great party. But people hated my dress. People said that I looked like, what did the people do with the water? If they had to go and like pump the water
or whatever. What, like pilgrims?
Yeah. People were calling me names. I was like, are you kidding? They're like, Dina needs a stylist and
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, they said that I looked like I was like back in the old days ready to go pump some water. I was like, what?
I thought your dress was so cute and cozy and you looked comfortable. It was a beautiful color on you. People are assholes. And people should know by now that the meatballs, like, we would never get a stylist and we like to dress like casual, get our stuff from Amazon and Walmart, like, we are basic bitches, so leave us alone.
Yeah, they did not. A lot of people did not like my dress. They said I looked like, I don't know if it was Amish or Pilgrim or I don't know.
Amish. Amish? Oh, my God.
Amish.
D.
I was like, seriously? I was like, whatever. First of all, I loved my dress.
Yeah, I thought you looked so cute.
And it was cozy.
It looked so cozy. Especially all the food we were freaking eating. It's like, come
on. I
did
laugh. Like, someone was like, she looks like she's ready to go out and pump some water. I was like, what does that even mean?
People are annoying. Let me see your style, brats.
I know. Annoying. But yeah, we have this. Oh my gosh, Halloween's next week. So this weekend is like Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
I'm really pumped because I'm having a big Halloween party.
Oh, I wish I could come.
I know. I wish you could come too. But we're having like so many people here. And I have Jersey Jumpy coming. And they're going to be giving.
Love them.
So Jersey Jumpy's the best. If you ever want like a blow up bounce house or the obstacle courses, like the big blow up obstacle courses, like they are amazing. They come, they set it up and then they come and they take it down. But yeah, they're always a big hit. So Jersey Jumpy is coming. They're going to bring a bounce house with a slide and then a 50-foot obstacle course. So that should be fun for the kids.
I think it's the one that I got for Lorenzo's.
Probably. Yeah, I actually saw that you had that.
It was amazing.
They did your party and I was like, oh my God. I was like, the kids would love that.
It was phenomenal. They were on it the entire time.
That's what I figure. So we're going to get that. And then I have like a soft play for the little kids. And then I just decorated downstairs in my basement and it looks so spooky. I'm so proud of myself. And yeah, we're going to have some like specialty drinks for like the adults. I'm going to do like I think I'm going to do an apple cider mimosa.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then I think I'm going to, with like a cinnamon stick.
Wait, do you have bartenders in your big ass bar?
We do. We have two bartenders coming.
I cannot. If you guys don't know, Dina has like an Applebee's bar in her freaking basement. It like takes up the whole side of the basement. It looks like you're at an Applebee's. It's insane.
It's great for hosting parties.
It's so cool.
Actually, when we first got the house, Chris was like, do we need a bar this big? And I was like, I mean, we host parties all the time and it goes right and out into our backyard. So it wound up being, it's like perfect. And like now I get to host all the parties I want.
It's so cool.
Yeah. And then Eat Clean Bro is going to be doing all the food. They're bringing their like smoker into my
driveway. That big thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're going to like do like pulled pork sandwiches.
Oh my God. So good.
Wings, ribs, mac and cheese. So yeah, Eat Clean Bro, Jersey Jumpy. They're all going to be at my house doing the thing. So I'm pumped.
So exciting.
Yeah, I love throwing a nice party.
Oh, same. Same, girl.
And you have, what are you doing this weekend? Because you couldn't come. You have your event opening, right?
Yeah, so I have an event for my store. And I was contemplating being like, should I just cancel it and go to your party? But I feel like I have to work and like do stuff. So yeah. I am having so much FOMO because I've never been able to go to your freaking Halloween party. And every time I see it, like I just see all the pictures and it looks so amazing and fun. And hopefully next year I can come to your party because it literally looks like the best time ever.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I love throwing parties. And yeah, stuff.
And I love your house. I wish you lived closer.
I know, me too.
Oh, I wish we could just like teleport to each other's house.
Yeah, so we have like family and friends coming. And then this past weekend, we did like a whole bunch of fall stuff. We went to Shady Brook Farms, which was fun.
Love it.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy doing a lot of family stuff. And then I have CJ's Halloween party next week that I'm getting ready for since.
Oh, same.
I'm like the class mom, so I'm getting it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about Jersey Shore Family Vacation since a new episode is tonight.
Yes. Happy Thursday.
Yes, and it's a little drama, so I wanted to talk about God. Last week. So last week's episode was literally called Sue Joey.
Sue Joey!
So my mom, My mom took a picture of, the what's it called? Oh, my God. You know when you look on TV to see, like, what's playing at that time?
Yeah.
Oh, the guide. She was looking at the guide, and it said Sue Me Joey, and she took a picture of it. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it says Sue Joey. So, what an episode. So, listen, I don't like when people talk shit about Joey, especially when they don't know him. So that whole thing was just, like, it was a whirlwind. And Dina was staring at me like, oh, my God, I've never seen her this mad. Or you have, but not in a while.
Yeah.
So... we can laugh at it now because
honestly, I was trying not to laugh at one point because the way you were like, Sue Joey, sue him, Sue Joey.
Sue him!
I'm like, oh my God.
And I was like slapping Angie's leg. I'm like, sue him!
I'm like, what a psycho.
I got so mad. Like, don't fucking talk about him. And I just got really upset because Joey is so important to me and he's like my best friend, my brother, and he tries so hard to, you know, just, like, kill it in life and depressed with losing his mom, like, forever. And he's anxiety-ridden. I don't like it. So I got very defensive. But, I mean, we can laugh at it now because everything is fine. I can't wait for you guys to see the episodes coming up, how the girls have a dinner. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this dinner.
Yeah, there's just so much going on this season. So make sure you guys watch because there's dramas. There's a lot of events that we're doing. But you know, at the end of the day, we always work it out and we figure it out and we're always a family.
I thought it was funny when Vinny was just like screaming, like instead of go Paulie, he was like, Sue Joey! Sue Joey!
It was literally so ridiculous.
It was so ridiculous. I was like, what is happening right now?
I can't. And then I screamed. So I think it's tonight's episode. Ange comes because, okay, so we do confessional. So at the end of every single day, we have to go into the confessional and like talk about the day, like how we felt or whatever. So I was doing my confessional for the day and I was like, I'm so mad at Angelina, like this bitch. And I forgot her, her room is literally right by the confessional. So she can hear everybody talking shit. And she heard my confessional for the end of the day. And then she comes into the room and I literally scream at her like she's my child. I'm like, get out!
My goodness gracious. And all and I Dina's want
to like, can see. We just go to bed?
Yeah, they'll see the episode. I was over it. Yeah. I'm like, all right, you too.
Yeah, Dina's like, enough. It's fucking 2 a.m. So, yeah, that's tonight's episode. And then there's just a lot more coming. So
there is.
Tune in, bitches. And I know a lot of people are like, you know, I don't have cable anymore. It's not streaming anywhere. I don't know.
Yeah, I wish we could, like, be like, here's, like, we don't even, like, I always thought it was streaming on Paramount, but clearly it's not, because a lot of our fans have been telling us it is not, so I guess they just expect everybody to watch it on MTV.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Yeah, so tune in tonight, 8 p.m., new episode, Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Yes, and talking about last episode, I loved this that they showed the scene of us all talking about, like, being moms and stuff. And a lot of, like, other people loved it and, like, related to us. And
oh, my God, yeah. I want to
thank all of our fans and, like, supporters that watched. And were sending us so much love about being great moms. That means so much to us. It's, like, our biggest and most, like, important thing in the world. So thank you for all of the love.
So, yeah, that's nice to hear, because I feel like, you know, everything has turned positively, I feel, you know, with, like, the comments and stuff like that. But sometimes me and Dina do get comments where they're like, you guys are mothers, you need to grow up, like, stop drinking. And it's just, like, annoying, because when we do that, we're not with our children and we're having a good time. We're still in our 30s. Like, we're still young. We're not dead. So I loved that we got to show that side of us. And I love when we show ourselves as moms on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we do so many vacations, like, without the kids. So you don't really, like, see that full side of us. And that side of us is 24 hours who we are. These trips where you see us, like, going out and having fun, that's, like, not even, like, 25% of who we are. Do you know what I mean? So me, Dina, Jenny, we love being moms, and that's everything to us. So I loved seeing that. And of course, we would love to do more stuff with the kids and show our mommy side, because we're the best moms. We are.
Yeah.
We're great moms. We're fun moms. We're good peoples.
And, like, this was aired before CJ started kindergarten, or we did this before CJ actually started kindergarten.
Yes.
And say, like, starting into the new school and, like, really being in there, everybody has been so sweet to me, so nice, you know, and that's just, like, refreshing. Like, they include me even though, like, they know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it's refreshing, because I wasn't sure how it was going to be. But, you know, everybody has been so welcoming and so open arms. So
it
just feels so nice to
be,
like,
one thing.
Because I was so nervous. I wasn't sure how people were going to react to it, you know, but everybody's been so, so sweet in CJ's school, all the moms and dads and teachers. So it made me feel nice. And I actually just volunteered and did his book fair. And it was the cutest freaking thing ever.
Oh, I know. I've done the book fair before. It's so freaking cute.
Like, helping them with their money. And it was, like, awesome. I was like, I love it.
Yeah, so shout out to all the moms that go to the school with our kids for, like, treating us just like normal moms. Because I hate, not that I hate it, like, obviously I love my job and, like, you know, being a reality star, the fans and everything. But when it comes to me being a mom, I just want to be a normal mom, like a normal person.
Right.
I don't want, like, any recognition or anything. I just want to be one of the moms, you know? So it's nice that I have that at my kids' school. You have it. I feel like Jenny has it. We like to be normal mommies.
Yeah. So what else? We could go into some meatball. I have so many meatball questions that we
Are they juicy?
I mean, not really. It's a lot of, like, what people, like, want to know and stuff like that. So we can get into that. I also saw some crazy stuff on TikTok, which not crazy, like, conspiracy, like, just, sorry, I'm throwing something away. Crazy, like, so I saw I started following this one girl. Her name is Rachel Siegel. And so she did a TikTok.
Why does she sound familiar?
Because she's all over the place. She got left at the altar and she looked so freaking beautiful. And, like, her friends and family, like, swarmed her with so much love. And instead of, like, her, like, going into a black hole, she, like, and she still went out and enjoyed the day. Like, she was, like, they still went out. They partied. They, like, had a good time. And she, like, she did a TikTok, like, my name's Rachel Siegel and I just got left at the altar. And, like, everybody started following her and, like, following her story. And she just is, like, a superwoman. She's, like, she's definitely going through, like, hard times because her life has changed so much. But she is, like, so positive to follow. She's so sweet. I was like, oh, I love this woman. Like,
stop. What a jerk leaving her at the altar.
I know. I could, I feel like, so like, and then of course, like all of us, everybody went to like look for what he looked like and stuff.
Yeah, like, but, who is this asshole? Yeah,
who is this dick? And then you see the comments like, is everybody else nosy over here? I'm like, yep, me.
Yeah. What but a yeah, sin, this, poor girl. No,
and she looks so pretty. She like had a cape on. And like some people were like, you got a cape for a reason. You're a superhero. I'm like, yeah. Like lifting women up. Like I loved
it. Yes, empowerment.
Yeah, there's so much empowerment all over her page. And I think it's like helping her get through. But I was like, oh my gosh. Like this, like imagine. She, ugh, poor thing.
But you know what? It's better that he did that than like actually getting married, having a kid, and then he just freaking abandons her. Like, yeah, she's better off.
Much better off. And she had so much like, you, the love around her was just like beautiful. So it was like a lot, like she was like, you know, my worst day turned into one of the most beautiful days, you know, like she walked out and she had like probably like 100 people waiting for her. It was just like really sweet, but like in a sad situation, you know. But yeah, if you haven't followed her, you should, because she's awesome. And then did you also get into the girl that found, she was digging a fence and she found a rug in the bottom of her lawn, and it turned into a whole dramatic thing?
What are you watching, freak?
No, so this girl, Katie Sentry, I believe her name is, or something, but she was digging a fence. It was like, it was all over. It was called Rug Talk. Everybody was watching it.
Oh my God, I thought you said dating a fence.
No. Dating
a
fence.
I was like, is this like a TLC program? No. Now I know what you're talking about. Wait, but I was so confused about what this was. So continue.
So this girl, she started digging a fence. Dating a fence. And you're, no wonder you were like, what the frick are you
watching? Yeah, that's why I said, what freak?
Oh my God, no. So she was digging a fence and she came across a rug and she like posted it on TikTok randomly. And then a lot of people were like, oh my God, people like bury things in rugs. So they were like, this is weird, because then she started like, her dogs kept sniffing at it and stuff. So people were like, you should probably look into it. So then it freaked her out. So she randomly like called that. She's like, I don't know if like I should be calling you guys, but people said like I should, like I found a rug here underneath like my stuff.
Freaking weird.
So it turned like into a whole thing. The police come, then the police get investigators. Then they got like the dogs that can smell like body and decay.
Ugh.
And both of the dogs sat on the spot. So that means smell it. So now like they tape off her entire house. The news people are there.
Wait, was she an influencer or no? It just like got picked up.
No, it just like randomly got picked up.
Okay.
So everybody was like the news people were there. Her entire house was like taped off. Her neighbors were going live. So everybody started like random neighbors were going live and they had 20,000 views. Like 20,000 people were watching, because so many
on Facebook,
people,
right?
Yeah, on Facebook. And then people were like finding her neighbors that were going live on Facebook. Well, I was one of them. So you could like watch live, like them digging up whatever was in the back.
Right.
So it was like, it turned into an entire thing. And then like it wound up, I mean, I think it was, I still think there could have been something in there, but it wound up, it was just the rug. But it had like cement in it and stuff. It was very odd.
Weird.
Yeah, it was very, very weird. So like people are like, but they also went by the deck, check underneath the deck. So like people still think that there could still be a body, or some people are like, maybe it happened on the rug. So it's like a whole thing, but it wound up being nothing. And like everybody should be like, if that's a good thing, it was nothing. You know, a body's not there. But everybody was like disappointed.
Yeah, because everybody loves true crime and murder and mysteries. Like we're all like, obsessed.
So then people were like, "Up, good. Now I'm deleting this girl." So I'm like, oh
"Like
my
boring."
God. Yeah, I still follow her because I feel bad unfollowing her after all that.
Stop! She probably lost a million followers.
But yeah, everybody was like disappointed there wasn't a body in the rug. I mean, I was like,
"We're sick."
Yeah, people are really sick in the head.
Literally sick. Well, have you been watching Love is Blind?
This new season? I have not.
Oh, my, I can't, DLD. I really...
Wait, but is this one better than the last one?
No, pissed me off. Only two couples made it to the end. And now I just feel like everyone just goes on there for clout. Like, they're really not trying to, like, find love. Obviously, like, a couple couples are, like, you know, really into it and wanting to get married and start a family, and they're serious. But, you know, a lot of these people are just going on because it's a famous reality show now that always trends. They just want to get notoriety and, like, be famous, be an influencer. So this season really freaking grinds my gears. Like, I am invested. I want these couples to, like, really fall in love and, like, have a family and have a great life together. So when you see, like, all these people, you know, like, having secret lives and they actually, like, have kids, or, you know, they're married, or, you know, it's just, it's really disappointing as a viewer, especially if you're, like, you watch every single season. Like, I love Love is Blind, and I'm not happy about this season. Not happy.
Yeah, I feel like I saw that in last season. There was, like, a lot of people that were going in just for the clout.
Yeah.
Instead of for
love. Such a big show now. Yeah. So I would say, like, the first two seasons was, like, so real. And, you know, they had no idea what the show was. They just knew it was an experiment to, like, find your soulmate. So the first two seasons were the best. But now it's just, like, a real world. Like, oh, let me just get on here and see if I do fall in love, and if I do, whatever. But if not, like, I'm really here to just get clout. So pisses me off.
Yeah, I get it.
Pisses me off.
I always wind up watching it later on, like, after everybody else watches it.
Well, I would say if you need something to watch at night, definitely start it. Because the reunion, so the two couples, you know, just did the marriage thing, and the reunion should be coming soon. And hopefully with the reunion, because, you know, Nick Lachey and Vanessa, his wife, you know, obviously it's their show, so they always do the reunion. Last season, they didn't ask any of the questions we wanted to hear. Like, they need to, like, really, they should, like, do, like, a questionnaire and have all the viewers, like, throw in the questions that we want to hear, and then they end up asking it, because, like, that's what we want to know. It's a freaking reality show. At the end of the day, you're doing a reunion. We want to know these, like, hard-hitting questions and not make it so PG, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like they dance around everything because they don't want it to be, like, dramatic, but I mean, at this point, it's dramatic.
But you're like, we want it.
Yeah, so hopefully the reunion, they really answer the hard-hitting questions, because I'm going to be...
We're so hypocritical, because you're like, we want the drama, and then we're on our own reality TV show, and we're like, I don't want to be a part of the drama.
I know. I'm like, can we not do that? Yeah, so I see both sides of it, but I'm just seeing this as a fan, and I want the drama. Thank y'all.
Well, let's get into some meatball questions. First of all, I asked people online, like, if they have any questions or whatever. And this one girl texted me. She texted me. She messaged me and she said, did you know, Nicole? Wait, so this girl said that there is a Selena Museum.
Oh, my God. I heard about this.
In Texas.
Yes.
Yeah. She said there's a Selena Museum, and I can only imagine you going there.
I would be doing cartwheels.
I know.
I think I would cry.
You would cry. First of all, that last episode, I was hysterical. I'm so happy that they showed you crying over Selena. Because I really didn't think that they were going to show that.
I know. I was like, are they ever going to show my Selena moments? Because it's just so insane.
No, like, you were hysterical. You're like, she was murdered. I'm like, I know. I'm sorry, Nicole. I was so happy joking. They showed that, because it was so freaking funny.
Oh, God. Well, I think I was, like, so emotional about it then, because we were just hearing how Yolanda's gonna get out, and it was just, like, really in the back of my mind, like, this bitch should not be getting out of jail. She fucking murdered Selena. So it was, like, in my unconscious mind, and when I got drunk, it just came out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it did. So I think that you
need were like, okay, you're okay, Nicole.
I was like, all right. You need to go to that museum in Texas.
Oh, my God. Can we do a girls trip and do it?
Yeah, that would be hysterical.
Do you know the other museum that I want to do?
Titanic.
Yes. So the Titanic, I think, is in Tennessee. Is it?
That I'm not sure. Okay.
So, yeah, the two museums that I would love to do before I die is Selena's and Titanic.
Just Let's do it.
It's on my bucket list.
Yeah, so that was one of the, it wasn't a question, but she said that. And I was like, oh my God, I have to tell Nicole.
I love it. Let's go.
Okay, so here's another meatball question. She goes, I'm sorry, guys. I don't have my glasses on. You guys seem to truly balance your Jersey Shore family and real families extremely well. Is it easy to close the drama out when you get home, or do you guys let it get to you sometimes? I try to stay away from the drama as much as possible.
Yeah, meatball
because
it
does affect me because of my OCD. I'll obsess about it. I try and like separate home from work. You know, I feel like that's in any job.
Oh, totally. I would say though, it really did affect me, you know, the drama and everything, because I hate fighting with friends, you know, and I just hate negativity and like feeling like, you know, I'm fighting with someone. Like, I hate that. So I let it affect my home life, and I ended up quitting the show because I was literally depressed over it. Like, I couldn't deal. I felt like something traumatic happens and I couldn't like get it out of my mind.
Yeah, that's OCD. Yeah, you're obsessing over it. That's why I like can't handle it. I can't. But I feel like I've kind of changed like the way I've been filming lately. Like, my family just comes first no matter what. So you'll see in this new season, like, if I have stuff planned with my family, I won't be attending, you know, some work events with the roomies. I just feel like, you know, I'm in a core place with my kids, and like, if we want to, I want to make memories with my kids. So if like it's conflicts, I'm gonna choose, you know, not to go on one of the vacations or go for a less time or just not go to like one thing. But I feel like, you know, that's how I've been balancing it lately. Like, you know, like, it is whatever I can make for filming, I'll make. If I can't make it, I can't make it, because, you know, my kids and my husband come first. And I feel like that's how you are too, Nicole.
Oh, yeah, I've been that way since day one, because I feel like, you know, I wasn't ever able to bring my kids. And obviously Gianni hates filming, so he's not with me. So I just hate leaving my family. But also, like, you know, I love being with the roomies. I love doing reality and doing the show. So it's definitely hard to balance a little bit, but I do what's comfortable, just like you.
Yeah, that's like what it is. Like, I'm going to do whatever's comfortable. And you know, like I said, like, I love it too. Like, I love filming. I love you guys. But like, if like something comes up with the kids, like, clearly, like, that's what I'm going to do first.
Yeah. So now when it comes to drama, like, you know, me and Ange are fighting like crazy sisters these last few episodes. When I got home, I didn't let it affect me. I'm like, I'm not going to let that affect me anymore, because I know eventually there's going to be a resolution and we're going to be fine. I will never let drama affect me coming home into my life, being a mom, being a wife, and then, you know, allowing it to, like, force myself to quit because I don't feel comfortable. I will never let that happen again. And that's that.
And that's that. Okay. Another question. Do you think any of the roomies will get married on the show in the future? I mean, we do have a lot of engagements. Yes. We have a lot of people engaged. I could see Sam getting married on the show, like, sooner than later.
Totally. I would love
that. I'd love a nice Sam and Justin wedding. That would be fun. Oh,
that'd be so classy and beautiful.
Jenny and Zach are engaged, but I feel like I don't know if they'll get married on the show.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And then, you know, Angelina and Vinny 2.0. I'm not sure what's happening with them, but, you know, if they did get married on the show, that would be cool.
Yeah, and we're not, I'm not doing a speech, so don't worry about it.
No speeches. We're not doing speeches anymore.
Ever again.
We will be guests, and I will get drunk and dance. That will be it.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Okay, here's a good one. What was it like going to your first red carpet event award show?
Ooh, we felt so freaking cool. One? Do you think it was like an MTV, like a VMAs?
Oh, you know what? Mine was MTV Movie, not Movie Awards. Mine was the VMAs.
I want to say mine was the Grammys, which is
really
so random.
You went to the Grammys?
D, I used to go to all these fucking things. I did the Country Music Awards because I was like a correspondent for like Extra or Access Hollywood. Like I was interviewing these celebrities. I went to the craziest freaking awards.
Wait, and then you hosted one of them, or not hosted? You were like on the red carpet at carping.
Oh my God,
I can't speak today. You were on the red carpet and you were like interviewing people, weren't you?
Yeah, I used to do that all the time.
Didn't you interview Lady Gaga in like a bubble?
I did. I interviewed her, Shania Twain, like there's so many freaking people. And I was like screaming about it, but I was like trying to like be an interviewer at the same time, like getting what they needed for the show. So yeah, I think I want to say the Grammys, and I wore a purple BB dress and I posed on the carpet with my big winter coat with a fur hood and my Coach purse.
Nice.
No, it was awful. But I was like, I don't care. I feel cute.
Stop. You wore a puffy jacket?
Yes, with a fur hood.
Oh, how embarrassing.
I don't care.
For the Grammys?
Yes. Oh, you guys can Google it.
I need to. Yeah, my first one was the VMAs. And I remember wearing, I was so excited and so nervous. And I remember wearing like a blue like dress, but it was like kind of like a cupcake dress.
Oh, wasn't the rainbow dress?
No, that was like, that wasn't my first one.
Oh.
This was my first ever award show, was to the VMAs. And you guys had already been to a lot of awards and I was nervous because like it was just so new to me.
Oh.
Yeah, I was scared, but I was excited.
You were nervous.
Yeah. And then, but you helped me. You were like, you like kept me by your side and then you introduced me to Drake. And I was like, this is cool.
It's so cool.
Like Drake was like, we love you guys. I was like, oh my God. I was like, where am I? How did I get here?
Yeah, like what is happening? What is life?
Like a couple months ago, I was working at Longhorn.
Longhorn. And now you're chilling with Drake at the VMAs.
I can't. Taking shots with like French Montana. I'm like, who am I?
Oh my God, stop.
Yeah.
The I'm best like, time.
I'm literally just working at Longhorn.
We have the best memories. I'm not going to say like who, but every time I went to the awards, people would offer me like to smoke blunts. And I'm like, oh no, I'm sorry, I don't do that. They were like, really, Snooki? I'm like, yeah, I just drank. Like, do you want me to be paranoid and leave? I'm not gonna smoke a blunt.
I think one of my favorites, do you remember we did an after party talking about blunts with it was Jonah Hill and oh my God. Jonah Hill and well, what is the guy's name? He was in This is the End.
There was a ton of people in The End. It's The End.
Seth Rogen.
Oh, yes. They loved us.
That was so much fun. So much fun.
And they were so freaking nice.
They loved us. That was
a
fun part.
They were a good time.
But we didn't smoke blunts. We just danced and drank.
Yeah, no.
Blunts not that it matters because weed's legal now.
Yeah, it makes me paranoid. I can't do it.
Yeah, my heart beats fast and then I think I'm going to die.
I know. Not fun.
Yeah, we drink like 2 bottles of wine and we're fine.
Yeah, that's good for me.
Make it make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Our bodies are just used to wine, I guess. Talking about wine, I'm probably going to have a lot of wine this weekend, so I'm not drinking this entire week.
Oh, yeah. So you're having your Halloween party this Saturday. I have my store event. And then Halloween is it next Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, so it's next Thursday, and I'm really excited because we go to our little town, and it's literally like Hocus Pocus over there.
I remember that last year.
It's like all the kids running around. Brings me back to when I was young.
Adorable.
Like, all the kids running around, having fun. Like, they shut down the entire town. So, no cars go through. Everybody goes to town. And it's literally like a small town, little Hallmark movie or hot, like Hocus Pocus, literally.
So cute.
Reminds me of Hocus Pocus. So, I can't wait.
No, yeah, I'll be trick-or-treating with all the kids. And then, you know, now I have teenagers now. So, they're going to be trick-or-treating. So, we trick-or-treat early at like 5, 6. You know, with the cousins and everything at Janice's house. And you know I'm walking around with wine. I'm walking around with wine in my tumbler, like loving life, enjoying it in my little costume. And then I come home and then the kids, you know, my two oldest ones, they go out and they just do like teenager stuff. So
it's crazy.
It's sad now. I'm like, usually we come home, we look at our candy, we watch a movie. No, now they want to go out with their friends, and I'm like,
track so them?
Upset. Yeah, they only stay on our street, like our road. But it's just, it makes me upset. So I'm glad that I still have it with Angelo. Yeah. So we come home, we're going to watch Spookly. We're going to have like Halloween cookies. So I still have it with one kid, but oh, it's very sad, Dee.
I know.
I'm upset.
Time's flying. But yeah, I'm excited. I just got like a Halloween like thermos. So maybe I'll have like maybe like some hard apple cider or something.
Oh, love it.
While we trick or treat.
Well, we will talk to you guys before, because our episode is going to drop on Halloween. So yeah, we will see you guys next week. And we love you, bitches. Have the best weekend. Dina, have the best party. And
thank you.
I love you, meatballs. Dee, we did it.
Let's get sauce. Literally. Have a great weekend, meatballs.